Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of School of Human Potential Radio. I'm your host, Alan Weisberg, and it's good to be back on the radio. I was gone for a couple of weeks on vacation, so I'm back refreshed. I hope everybody's feeling wonderful. And tonight we have an exciting guest in our, again, never-ending quest to bring you wonderful people from all over the globe who can help us expand our horizons and become better, well-rounded individuals. We are bringing to you today somebody who is not only a clairvoyant and psychic, but somebody who's a professional interior designer, somebody that's been all over the world, and I'm talking about Anna Maria. Hello, Anna Maria Kinberg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I forgot to mention that you're an International Telly Award Design winner.
Yes, I am.
Very, very cool. So, what we wanted to do today is just tell people a little bit about you, what you're doing, and I think it's fascinating. You know, many people have heard of feng shui, but there is a lot more to it. It's not just the feng shui because it's something that's cool. I actually love the phrase that you have on your website from none other than Donald. Who is saying that he's using feng shui not because it's cool, but because it actually makes him money. So tell us a little bit about that and how you came to do your line of work, and then I'd love to ask you some questions.
Okay, great. Absolutely. We're back on.
Yep, we're all on and we're live. So what led you to do this type of work? Again, interior designing and then mixing that in with feng shui and energy work. And I know you're a psychic clairvoyant as well.
Right. Well, I first of all, as far as the psychic clairvoyant aspect of who I am, I've had this all my life. My mother is a my mother is actually a medium psychic, and my grandmother, yes, as I told you, it's not unusual for my mother to call me and say, Anna Maria, I was sleeping last night and I opened my eyes and someone's standing in her bedroom or her living room, because they come to, it's really part of my lifestyle. And I'll say, Mom, what does he look like? And she'll tell me. And of course, anybody else that would hear our conversation would think she'd had an intruder in her space, but it's not. it's not at all. It's a spirit coming over that needs some help, and she just helps to send them to the light. So I inherited from them. And then as I got older and I became more comfortable with myself, I started to integrate it with my design. And I actually went to I went to Malaysia a long time ago when no one was really studying feng shui, and I studied with Lillian too. And people always ask me, is this like feng shui? Is this what you do? And I always say, this is so far beyond feng shui. I'm a clairvoyant, psychic, medium. And when people call me for readings, and I go into their space, I'm going because they need answers. They can't do it anymore on their own. So I will connect with spirit into their situation. And the beautiful thing about it is that I always bring up something that maybe they weren't quite ready to bring out themselves. And I'm very gentle. I hold their hands. And after we have our spirit discussion, and then I relate it back to their space, because everything has to do with our space. Our space is someplace we go at the end of the night and we wake up with our eyes open and we see our visuals. And if they're not supporting us, especially when we go through transitions, that's a big problem. So I always like to hold my clients' hands and give them, I call it a spiritual prescription for their home, and help understand what it is they need in colors and in artwork. People have, we outgrow our artwork. You know, what we were attracted to when we were 25, 10 years later, it doesn't have the same energy vibration. So that's how I integrate it with my design work. And it's amazing what happens.
I love the way that you're saying it. You're looking into people's space, because normally, from just the pure psychic perspective, me doing readings for somebody, I look in their space, meaning I look at their auric field, I look at their energy. But yeah, it's a lot more than that, because really we are spending so much time at work, or we're spending it at home, or we're spending it somewhere else. It's not just about going to, and as you pointed out yesterday when we talked, it's not just about going to a psychic's office, getting the answers, then going back to your space and having all of the energy bombard you and get you down once again, if that is the situation where your space is not ready for you. So I love that you're taking your background in interior design and you're mirroring that with your energy work to provide that type of service. And right, that's what seems so interesting to me, and why I wanted people to know about it.
And it's, you know what? I love what I do as a designer. I love what I do as a clairvoyant. I love it. So I love that spirit was so kind and loving towards me that helped me to understand how I so desperately need to integrate it, not only for myself, but for also my clients, to help them understand that, you know, there is a way out energetically. There is. It's, and I always say, you know what? And I have a lot of my friends are psychics, and they're mediums, and they're in the entertainment business. And we talk about this. It's very funny, because when we go out for dinner and it's just us in a circle, you know, one of us will say, okay, let's give each other a reading, you know, and we're so different from each other. And at the end of the day, we all agree, I can go to them for a psychic reading. I could go to my other friend for a mediumship reading. But where do you go after that to help you integrate the healing or the release or the excitement, the joy? Where does that continue? And it continues in your office, if you own a restaurant, if you have a beautiful apartment, or you don't have a beautiful apartment, and there's a few things that need to be adjusted. And it's not always about spending lots of money, because a lot of people can't afford to do that. It's just a matter, sometimes I say to my clients who, you know, can't really afford to do a lot, take your sofa, pull up your pillows, start hitting your pillows, start shifting the energy, because everything becomes stagnant. You know, go to a, you know, go to Target, go buy some pillows, you know, in some vibrant colors, you know, put that on your sofa. Everything makes a difference. If you can't afford to paint your room, paint the wall. Just paint a wall, or, you know, go to Home Goods or wherever your budget is and get some really cool, vibrant artwork, because energy is a healing vibration. And that's why they're starting to address that even in jails, absolutely in hospitals, in nurseries, you know, in cancer centers, because there's always an extension of one type of healing. It's integrated. Body, mind, and spirit.
It's perfect. And I when people think interior design, the first thing that comes out are, you know, dollar signs. So if it's going to be too much, not necessarily. Yeah, it could be the little things that make all the difference. And for those people that think of interior design of, yeah, well, I don't need to do it in my house. But with the same people, when you're looking at hotel rooms and you're going on your vacation, or you're going to New York for a getaway, you're going to be looking at the images of the hotel rooms and see which one you're choosing and why. It's not just because of the location, but because you're looking at the design of that room and you're saying, yep, that resonates with me. Now take a step back. Why does it resonate with you? And if you like the hotel room so much, maybe you need to do that in your own home, because that's the energy that you want to bring in.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, I just had a client a few weeks ago that heard me on another radio show, and she got in contact with me. And, you know, her energy, before I got to her space, her energy to me was so, she was young. To me, she had the energy of a, you know, 50-year-old. And I was really excited about meeting her. And, you know, of course, we already know before we go there, because we connect with their energy. And so when she opened up the door and she was in her 70s, I said, oh my gosh, you and I have a lot to talk about. Because your energy's so young. And then, as you know, we sat down for the reading, and, you know, spirit start revealing certain things. And what I find very interesting not only for other people, but for myself, is that we need to tell each other, I give you permission. Your past is not your present. I give you permission. You don't have to be this or that anymore. You can go out and be Cinderella, find your prince. You don't have to do certain, those energies don't serve you anymore. And this was very similar to this woman, someone had passed away, and she was finally sleeping in the bed. But I felt that, you know, energetically, we have like glue. It's energetic glue, because as we grow up, some of us feel we have to be the caretaker for many reasons, financially, emotionally, spiritually. And one of the very important things that we did, there was a room that was very much about her husband that passed away, which was beautiful, but she couldn't seem to, like, that room made her very sad. And I said to her, how about embracing it with like sunshine? And just imagine if he was standing next to you and he loved you and he'd say, honey, I don't want you to have my war figures around anymore. You don't have to have those battleships, because that's what it was. Mm-hmm. As he would be like thrilled to death. I'm telling you, I'm the psychic. He's telling me to tell you it's okay to move it out. I kid you not, by the time I got back to my office, I was getting the emails. She started moving things around. It's just incredible. And I cannot express it enough to people how your space is your spirit and the soul of who you are.
Yeah, and when we're saying nothing feels like home, there's a reason for that. And our home space, and it's not just the home itself, but your yard. And it's your energy. The plants that you yourself planted, or the road that you yourself have put in place. You know, I'm a big movie buff, and I keep referencing movies all the time. But when we're talking about Father of the Bride, and we're talking about Steve Martin, who that character that he plays, obviously the little bricks that he laid hand by hand. This is his space, and you know it's his space. This is where he comes. He relaxes. This is his home, and that's what it really means. A home is your energy and a place that will allow you to express it fully, that will nurture you and soothe you. And it should be that way. And that's why this type of work is so important to me. You're coming in there and you're allowing their personality and what is missing to be in that environment in order to help them.
Right. And you know what? And as we go back to feng shui, the huge distinction between feng shui, which I have studied under a master guru, and what I do as a clairvoyant is hugely different, because I am getting messages from spirit and I'm connecting right into the soul and the spirit of the other person. And that's something that you can't possibly replace by, you know, doing a floor plan or anything like that. It's like you're holding their hand and you're inviting them into another part of themselves that they were afraid to go into. And that's the really beautiful thing about it.
And speaking of afraid, I know that, you know, these concepts of energy work and mediumship and channeling, to me, they're not foreign. This is how I grew up and this is the space I'm in. But when you're talking about interior design and intuitive interior design, do people, you know, expect you to walk in with drums and start, you know, beating them in their space, or do they understand it?
Well, you know, first of all, if they haven't met me yet and they've seen me, well, they've heard me on radio. So a lot of times people connect with me. And unless they go into my website and they see my picture, I think they're surprised when they see me walk in, because I'm so normal. And, you know, they maybe think that I'm going to be a little bit different. And, I mean, I'm like their sister, their friend, their mother. And, you know, and it's just a really pleasant thing. And I make everyone feel comfortable. You know, that's who we are as healers. You know, you can't really work with people unless they feel safe. That's the most important word, is making someone feel safe. Even if you're only giving them a reading on the phone, from the minute they call you, they're already nervous, because they're excited and they're also nervous. oh my gosh, what is she going to tell me? You know, guidance about moving or a boyfriend or a husband or whatever. Am I going to have a baby? You know, they're already. So the point is that we always want to make them feel safe from the first time they hear your voice into the very end of the conversation. It's like they just hang up and they feel like they went on a little mini spiritual vacation while they're talking to me. And that's what I love. You know, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm all those things. So, you know, and I've gone through a lot in my life, which I think makes a big difference too. So I can relate to a lot of things. So when spirit starts giving me messages, you know, because of my own experiences, my heart just goes, you know, and I want to really nurture them.
Yeah, by the way, I do want to correct you on one thing. You are definitely not normal. You know, looking at your picture, you're thinking TV star, and then she walks in, and you're seeing the TV star. So definitely not normal in that regard. We're gonna take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. And I want to ask you some questions about colors. So okay. People that are listening to us right now can start taking away some things about what they can do immediately in their homes. We'll be right back after these messages. Please stay with us. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg, founder of School of Human Potential. To help you determine if it is the right thing for you, I'd like to ask you a few simple questions. Do you consider yourself a hardworking, educated, well-informed individual? If so, do you ever find yourself in a situation that you wish you were better prepared for, such as holding your own in a conversation at an art museum or a concert hall, managing stress, parenting, physical confrontation, or in bed? Truth is, being a well-rounded individual who's prepared for life's many challenges is difficult in our day and age. We are much too busy working, raising families, and trying to carve out a few moments of peace, let alone worry about becoming self-actualized. We get it. The reason for starting the School of Human Potential was to help people like you become well-rounded and self-actualized without taking a lot of time or money. We found and filmed world-renowned experts and put their knowledge into easily accessible online courses spanning various topics of mind, body, and spirit. You can go at your own pace and access them on any device. By taking the courses, here are some of the benefits you can expect. You will broaden your horizons and deepen your understanding of the world and yourself. You will hold your own in a cultural conversation. You'll be able to protect yourself and your loved ones in a life-threatening situation. You'll find peace and meaning in your life. You'll become a better spouse, partner, and lover. You'll be fit, healthy, and financially secure. But if that's not enough, know that the majority of the courses at School of Human Potential are exclusive. You simply won't find them anywhere else. And here's the most amazing part. Outside of the School of Human Potential, you would expect to pay thousands of dollars for this information and spend countless hours learning it. However, when you enroll with us, you will pay less than $100 per course, and each one takes up to 8 hours. To start, go to www.schoolhp.com. Our hope is that you allow us to take you on a journey leading to a new and improved you. Here's to you reaching your full potential.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
Welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio, where we're talking with Anna Marie Kinberg. So, Anna, before we left off, we were discussing colors. I want to ask you about colors. And again, we already mentioned that things that people can do around their house doesn't necessarily have to involve spending a lot of money, because they can go to Target, they can go to Walmart, they can buy, you know, radiant colors. Speaking of colors, and, you know, coming from the spiritual background, I know that there are certain colors that work for certain things. But what have you found that works best? And we can go through a few rooms in the house. We can go through, let's say, a bedroom, let's say an office, and a living room. What colors would be suggested? Now, I'll preface this by saying it's an extremely generic question. I totally understand that I'm asking something that would not be a right answer for everybody. But in general, what have you found that works well?
You know what? In general, let's just say I'm gonna personality types. If I'm giving a reading for let's say a businessman, for instance, and and I, you know, I'm feeling his energy, and we're doing our session, and I feel that he needs to, you know, he's a little bit more of an A-type personality. If somebody's more of an A-type personality in their offices, I like to bring in like more grounded, neutral colors, and then I do splashes of like red, you know, because red is a fire color, and we'll do that with the books that I accessorize in, with the artwork that is more motivated. But I don't do a lot of red because it's such a fire color, depending on the personality. You know, in a bedroom, generically, I think the color of like the sky blue, gray blue, you know, a soft green. And it depends on the personality again. If, you know, depending what I'm sensing about them, sometimes I put a little bit more yellow in the green. If they're a little bit on, you know, they need to be picked up more. You know, and I would put more of a yellow green. If I feel that they need to vocalize more and be a little bit more out, even when they're in their bedroom, they need to come out a little bit more. And then I'll do like a blue green. If I feel in my spirit that they should be closer to the sky, to God, and, you know, and that is very soothing and that would help them to be more peaceful, that's where the gray blue, the sky blue comes in, you know, the blue with the touch of the gray. So I'm always designing according to my clients. In kitchens, I love, especially if I feel someone's a little under the weather, I love to do a very pale yellow, because kitchens are a place, especially if you're a mother, you spend a lot of time there. You know, pinks I use very, very, very carefully. In a child's room, of course, you can use pink. But, you know, it was at one radio show, an older woman called in and she wanted to meet her husband. And she asked me if she can paint her room like a bright pink. And of course, I said no. And I'll tell you the reason why. Because if you're very anxious about finding your mate, and your room is like this, even if it's it depends on the pink, it could make you more anxious.
Right.
Because then you're like, love, where is it? Where is it? You know, so as crazy as that sounds, that is the truth. You know, if you are, you know, if you need some healing yourself, a very, very soft pale pink could be beautiful in a room. And then you accessorize it. You know, if the sky blue, the whites, the creams, very soothing and calming. So like I said before, when I'm working with my clients, it literally becomes a spiritual prescription for colors, for fabrics, for design, for artwork, because I'm completely going with the spirit messages that I've been giving, and that's how I work with them.
So essentially, buy two pillows of this color and then call me in the morning.
No.
Playing with the prescription.
I never leave anyone behind, because you know what? They're so excited that they want me to really, like, whatever their budget is that, I mean, I've seen the results and what a difference it makes. So if I'm looking at your room where you are, that's your office, right?
That is my office, yes.
That is your office. And what I'm noticing about the color of your walls, you do have some yellow in there.
It's light green, but based on the lighting, I can see why you're thinking yellow.
Yeah, I could. Well, based on the lighting, it could be darker once the lights are off. But but that would not surprise me, looking at it with the lights on it, because you are such a loving, kind, nurturing person. I mean, I would be really shocked shocked if I ever heard that you held a grudge against anyone. You don't live in that space. You really don't live in that space. And you don't understand people that live in that space. You know, you're absolutely a light worker. You're kind. You have a big heart. You're like everybody's best friend, where you have to actually sometimes remind yourself, I need to shut this down now. I need to go to sleep, because you can do this for hours and hours. And that's, you know, you're an angel on earth. You really are. You're a sweet guy.
Well, thank you.
Should I go on more? I don't know. I can keep
reading. Yes, please, as much as you like. No, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. We use a lot of colors in our home. You know, I like, it's interesting because I like vibrant colors, and I get asked all the time, what is my favorite color? And I really have no idea. I can't say what my favorite color is because I love colors in general. And we have walls that are outside of the bedroom that are more in the peach and orange and whites, and it's a different atmosphere, but in our bedrooms or offices, it's different. So my office downstairs, I would have purple because that's the office where I do a lot more work that would be on the spiritual side. Here, it's more of the light greens because, again, it's the space that's very calming and soothing to me, but it's also vibrant enough where I can get energized. So there is a lot of kind of work that goes into it. Everybody's space is different, and I know going into a friend of mine who just did her office, not her home office, but office. And she did a beautiful job. Oksana is the friend I'm talking about at the moment. She did a beautiful job, and people are coming into the space, and everybody just loves it. They feel so energized there because of the colors, because of the way that she did that. So it's important. You know, what you wear, the style. You know, we keep on talking about the decoration of the house and your environment. Look at the clothes you wear. Look at the colors. Everything is combining, and people can think that it doesn't matter, but look at what you're wearing and why you chose it. It matters.
It does. Actually, I had something on differently. I had something different on, and I felt like I needed to wear white because I felt like it would be a great color for this interview. And you're absolutely right about that. But back to your friend. She's an extension of her room because she is exactly what her room is, and she's so in tune. So everyone's going to love her space because they love her. So one thing offsets the other. And as far as our garments are concerned, color is essential. I used to wear a lot of black because of being a designer. I used to wear a lot of black. I spent a lot of time in New York City. And then as time went on, and black is also a very protective color, I realized that. And, you know, and it's so funny, over the weekend I wore a little bit more black than I normally would, and someone mentioned that to me, and I said, you know what, obviously I felt like I needed to protect myself energetically, because there were so many people around that I was just like, okay, bounce it off of me. But what Spirit has been telling me, and this is not just for me, for everyone, especially with what's going on in the atmosphere in the world, the anxiety, the fear, is that it is mandatory that we wear color, because color is so healing. You know, we need to feel that vibration in our body. And, I just know it. Like, I have, you know, I'll wear gold. I don't wear a lot of gold, but I feel like I need it. I need that feeling because it helps me to move on, to keep going. I feel very rich. You know, these are all really, it may sound silly, but it's not. These are all elements of where Spirit is telling you to keep your energy going. I surround myself, this is my loft that you're seeing behind me, but I surround myself with flowers. Flowers are really, really important. Plants are really, really important. It cleans up the space energetically. It just does. It's, if you know, not silk, not fake, but real. And if you have a hard time maintaining them, there are so many succulent plants that are so easy to maintain. That's another thing that is really important, is flowers and plants. For women, flower, because it makes us feel feminine. It just makes us feel like goddesses. It's important. And giving it to ourselves, ladies out there, it's not about your men giving it to you. Give it to yourself, because that's self-nurturing, self-love, and it makes your environment more vibrant and happy and joyful. So that's another way of clearing up your energy fields, your plants.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And you mentioned black. I made that note that, you know, when I was in the corporate world, I was wearing suits. I don't remember having lots of black suits anyway, because I was always into color, but I almost never, ever wear black. I may wear black slacks, but then my shirt is definitely not. It's, you know, blues, it's reds, it's oranges, it's all sorts of colors. Even if I'm wearing a suit, I have to have a tie that's going to accent it out. So, yeah, definitely, you know, I'm very comfortable wearing pink. I'm always reminded of my daughter. I come downstairs, and my daughter, I think, was 4 or 5, somewhere around that time, and I'm wearing my, you know, bright, bright pink shirt. And she says, "Daddy, why are you wearing mommy's clothes?"
I love that.
I don't know why we're teaching our kids that, you know, these are the colors for males and these are the colors for females.
Right.
Does it really matter? Because it's whatever color that you feel like wearing is the color that you should be wearing. That's the expression of you. It's nothing to do with male or female. It's just color.
It's just color. And listen, there's some fabulous shirts for men that are pink and purple. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, you know what, in the world that we're living in, I think men have to start feeling those colors. Because, you know, I'm an independent woman, so don't women out there take this wrong. But you know what? I think that our roles have gotten so confused over the years that I feel that men need to start feeling that they're integrating their male and their female with them. And that is why there's more colors of pink and, you know, and more purple and like blues and integrated together. I think it's fabulous.
And I do too. And you're actually a very interesting point that you bring up about men integrating the feminine with the masculine. Because if we look from the other perspective, with the economy being different, with more women out in the workplace over the last, you know, 30, 40 years, you have many more women integrating the feminine with the masculine. I think it really is the time for men to do the same and integrate that, you know, get in touch with their feminine side, I know is the, you know, term that people are using. Because we really need to. You cannot be a whole individual who really understands, you know, who they are as a person and where they're going in life without being in touch with both of the elements. There's nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with colors or any other expressions.
No.
Nothing makes you less of a man by wearing pink, for instance, just because of that color. It's just the color. It's whatever you're feeling like. So it's very, very important. For anybody, if anybody wants to call in and ask questions of Anna Maria, you can do so at 888-429-5471. Once again, 888-429-5471. We'd love to hear from you. As we're continuing this, I wanted to find out more. And I know you do a lot of work in New York, you do a lot of work in LA, and you work with people who are well-known in the entertainment industry. For people looking from the, you know, outside looking in, what have you found in terms of the people in the entertainment industry? Are they more open to these concepts because they are, you know, LA, let's say, it's more open, or New York is more open, or you found them to be the same cross section of people? Some are, some are not. What have been your experience?
You know, what I have found, yes, LA, they're definitely more open. It's just different. It's a more creative, it's entertainment, and that allows for more creativity. On the flip side of that is, you know, because it is the entertainment community, you know, there's always a little skeptic, you know, thinking, are they, you know, is he real? Is she real? Is she or he trying to just become noticed for, you know, for TV reasons? But in general, people are more open, and that's a wonderful thing. In New York, they are more open as well, because you have so many different personalities coming together. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to live in, like, if you go into a really, really conservative area, it's shaky. You know, people bring religion into it, and this really has nothing to do with religion. It has, you know, God is a all-encompassing God. He's a universal God, and he's about love, forgiveness, joy, prosperity. No one is supposed to be poor. You know, that's something that some people get confused about. I mean, I was born a Catholic. I consider myself a Christian, whatever that means. I don't get attached to any of this stuff. I just know that we are made of energy. We are creators of our destinies. And all of us have gone through muck and Maya. We've all had our journeys, you know, whatever that means for ourselves. Somewhere along the line, we need to take our power back. And what does that mean? That means that let's recreate. I say let's divorce our past and marry our dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather marry my dream like a child with a childlike faith, because in that moment, I'm speaking to you. I created this. Obviously, somewhere, when, even 10 years ago when I wasn't as involved as I am now, I, and on a higher level, I felt I deserved this, and I brought it to me. The most important thing I could tell people is don't walk away from your dreams. Everything is energy. Even if you do an incremental part of stepping into, you want to write, don't say you should be a writer. You are a writer. Just sit down, get a pad. Don't, if you have a beautiful voice, don't say, I'm going to be a singer. Be the singer. Be it. Don't say, I'm going to do it, because it's a whole different energy. And what I also suggest to the listeners, test the universe. Test the universe. Make a little, say, just say out loud, you know what? I want to see how powerful this is. I would like someone to give me a cup of coffee. Someone you least expect. Just say, all right, let's see if this really works. I'd like somebody to give me flowers. And you know what? It will appear in ways you least expect it. It could even be that you walk on the street and there goes right in front of you. Somebody dropped a couple of flowers, or a beautiful flower fell off a tree. There it is. You know, just look for the signs. I have been doing it more and more, and I giggle when I say, oh my gosh, this is hysterical.
So, well, the thing that happened with you and I yesterday, and I know we were laughing about it yesterday, but for people, just to let you know how the universe works, is I was sitting in my office and I was working on things, and I basically said kind of out to myself, thinking, well, I don't usually book people for the show. When I started out, I was booking people 6 months in advance, and I got out of that habit because I really wanted to flow more naturally and whatever is the right thing at that time. So I basically said to the universe, well, I don't know who I'm going to have on the show tomorrow. I haven't booked anybody. And I kind of just went around and on my business. And lo and behold, a few hours later, you call. And yeah, your secretary at the time, whatever, number of months ago, sent information out. Something in your mind triggered that, hey, I need to call this guy. And that's how it works.
And that's how it works. And you said, are you available tomorrow? Because I had appointments today. And then I heard Spirit say, of course you're available. And you told me the time. I said, yes, I'm available.
Yeah. So I was 100% certain that you were available, because I asked for somebody to come on the show. You called immediately, and for you not to be available would have been going against what I think the way that works. So I had no qualms about it at all.
You are right, and that's, you know what? We are our desires. Just think about when people say certain things, or I've said certain things, we create our environment. We create that. It's like what's that show, Seinfeld? Seinfeld, there was an episode where one of the guys would do everything the opposite. He'd do everything the opposite.
I have to talk to my friends, because I have not watched Seinfeld. I keep on meaning to do it. When it was on, I wasn't really into it, but I need to get into it because it's the show with my sense of humor. So right. There is a part of me that says, I know me. As soon as I start watching, I'm going to have to watch the whole thing. And there are so many episodes, I'm going to have to put my life on hold, and I just can't bring myself to it. So, but yeah, it's likely Seinfeld, because that sounds like it. Another thing that, again, I kind of piggyback on what you mentioned, because I think it's important to give our listeners another example of it. But you're saying if you are a writer, don't worry about, you know, not having written anything, just start writing. When I was going through my transitional stage, when I, you know, decided to quit my full-time job and really focus on living my essence, the big kind of culmination or the turning point was I couldn't bring myself up to introduce myself anymore to people in what my current job was. Because every time I would say, I am Alan Weisberg, I'm an IT consultant, everything within me, it's still to this day, I'm feeling, you know, butterflies in my stomach saying, no, this is not who you are. This is right. What you may do for a living, but this is not who you are. You are an author, you're a speaker, you're this and that. So I basically promised to myself that I was not going to introduce myself as an IT consultant any longer. So when people were asking me, I would say, I'm a writer. And they would say, oh, really? What have you written? Nothing yet. Okay. Oh, who are you? I'm an actor. Oh, what have you been in? Nothing yet. And it takes people by surprise. But for me, it was that step that I needed to take of acknowledging myself and who I am really. And then, yes, I've done a movie and I've authored a book and I've done all of the other things. But step in, and essentially the same lesson that we're telling people of wear the clothes for the job you want.
Yes.
You have to do the same thing for yourself.
Absolutely.
With the writing, with painting, with anything that you choose to do.
Yeah.
Acknowledge yourself as that first and then start working towards it.
Yes, exactly. I'll give you a little, just to confirm what you're saying for the listeners as well. A couple of years ago, I joined this organization in Los Angeles called Braveheart Women, and I thought it was amazing. And then, you know, with my life, everything gets, you know, it goes in different directions. One day I was on the computer and all of a sudden I was trying to join this thing and I did it over and over again and it just wasn't working. So I heard in my spirit, go into spam. I never go into spam. I went into spam, saw this, what I was thinking about, the Braveheart Women appears to me. I thought, oh my God, I haven't seen them in so long. So I click on it. Long story short, they asked, okay, why should you come to this conference? And I, you know, I start just writing simply who I am, whatever I am. The next day, I go, I'm like doing my business and the phone rings. And this woman on the other line says, by the way, this is Braveheart Women. We loved what you wrote. We want you to come as our guest. That site was because Spirit had a plan. Go into spam. Okay, and I went, the whole thing, and that's where something huge happened for me. When I went to Los Angeles, I ended up with a client who's a producer, celebrity producer, and I've met the most incredible people through him. If I didn't follow my intuition to go into a silly thing called spam, and I see this, in my thought form, I kept thinking, I wonder what happened to Braveheart Women. And there it was right in my face when I went into spam. So everyone, you know what? Just follow the gut feeling, instinct. Spirit is just leading you into a destiny that even if you're not conscious of it, it's pushing you through there. And I always say, I have the most wonderful friends. And if you want to be somewhere or you want to be something, then start being it. If you want to write, then start hanging out with writers. If you want to be an actor, then you know what? Find out where you can hang out with actors. Mm-hmm. That's where dreams come alive.
And that's your direct translation into the space. You want to be in a space of the people that you enjoy. So if you want to be a writer, you need to be in a space that inspires that writing. So same thing with your home. If you want to be in a space that inspires you to write, make sure that your home is in that proper energetic space. We're going to take another short commercial break. When we come back, I will ask for some of the interesting success stories where you've seen after you have redesigned somebody's space. So if anybody wants to call, please do so at 888-429-5471. We'll be right back on School of Human Potential Radio.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. We're speaking with Anna Maria Kinberg, our wonderful intuitive interior designer. I'm saying intuitive interior. Both of those really sound the same, and I think they mean the same because it's all energy. So, and speaking of that, before we took our break, I asked you for some of the success stories of people that you've had the chance to work with and get into their space. What have you seen some of the interesting things that occurred after you have made those changes?
This was also, I believe, God's will, but you know, we have to understand that as well. I was working with an interior design client in Connecticut, and we happened to be standing, and also being the psychic that I am, is that we were standing, and she didn't know that part of me, because sometimes people don't want to know. They just want to do the work. So I never want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. And we were standing in this particular bedroom, and she said, Anna Maria, I want to have a baby, but we've been trying and trying, and we seem there's something wrong, and we really want to have a baby. And I said to her, you know, I heard Spirit say, she will have a baby. She's definitely going to have a baby. So I love to pray. And I have like a universal prayer, whatever that means. And so I said to her, you know what? I believe for you that you are going to have a baby. You have to realize she didn't know that part of me. I believe for you that you are going to have a baby. I'm speaking that into your life. I said, I just want to say a little prayer. So, you know, about this. And we prayed. Okay. And she felt fabulous. She loved it, right? She goes, I believe you, Anna Maria. I believe you. And she didn't even know that I'm clairvoyant. So a few months later, I'm in a car with the real estate broker who sold her house. And we're in the, she calls, I won't mention her name in case she ever hears this, but she wouldn't care anyway. So I'm in the car with the real estate broker. And so she says to this person, hi, it's so-and-so. How are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm good. And she said, oh, the real estate broker says, oh, guess what? Guess who's in the car? Anna Maria is with me. She said, fabulous. I have something to tell you. And so I'm thinking, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. She said, guess what? I'm pregnant.
Nice. And
I said, oh, my God, that's amazing. She goes, no, I have to tell you one more thing. I'm pregnant with twins.
Oh.
And I said, she got a double portion. God blessed her. And that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, sometimes it's just the word that you speak into someone's life that just lifts them up. And then it's not me blessing him. The blessing just, it's like it just comes down without all this other stuff around it. It allows it to emerge. Let's see, another story. Someone had hired me to go into their home. Unfortunately, their daughter had passed away, and so she just needed me to come in because I also cleanse spaces, which is really, really important. So I was sitting there giving her a reading, and of course her daughter came through, but I kept feeling I needed to go into her bedroom, into the master bedroom. And so I said to her, you know, do you mind? Let's walk throughout the whole house. And then we'll talk about your daughter and your other daughter's room and what she's feeling. So I get it. So you see, spirit always has an ulterior motive. So I go into her bedroom. Now, you know, what happens in relationships is that when kids get older, men and women, husbands and wife, they need to reconnect, you know, because they're getting to know each other. Because the kids sort of take over, and you know how that goes. We're all moms and dads.
Yep.
So I walk into her bedroom, and her bedroom is completely blue. Everything's blue, sky blue, sky blue. Everything's sky blue, and I thought, whoa, what is going on here? And most importantly, on her bed, she had a line of teddy bears.
Hmm.
She must have had 12, 13 teddy bears on the bed. And so I said to her, listen, you know, I'm here. Yes, I'm here to help you with, you know, to give you something to help make you feel good about your daughter that passed on. But I also want you to know your daughter wants me to help you, because what are these teddy bears about? And I helped her to understand. What she did was she started to cocoon in her, she started to withdraw, and she started collecting these teddy bears because her daughter had a special teddy bear that when she passed away, they put it with the little girl. And what I did for her is to help her understand by holding her hand that her husband was her soulmate. She needed to get back together with her husband. So what we did was we redesigned the room. It wasn't expensive. It was wonderful. We painted the walls in earth color, because an earth color also helps to ground. And because she loved the blue, we threw accents in with the sky blue and some brown, because it also helped her to ground her. And what that ultimately did, it brought her and her husband back together again, because the romance came back. So there's always ulterior motives, consciously or subconsciously, why we do or don't do things. And that to me was one of my best experiences, is seeing the look on her face when I gave her the messages from spirit. Because sometimes we don't have the courage, or we're in a different place and we're not able to bring that up. And that happens time and time again.
Perfect. Thank you very much for sharing that story. By the way, if anybody wants to take a look at Anna's website, we have that on our Facebook page. We'll put it out there as well. But you can go to interiors.com/AnnaMaria.com, and there you can learn about how to contact Anna Maria if you want her to do work for you. So any last thoughts for our listeners as we are coming up to the end of our show? Anything that you would like them to know?
What I so want them to understand is that their space is very much a part of who they are. And you need to look at it with another set of eyes. As we change, our place also needs to start making some alterations. And the energy of spaces need to shift. And as I said, even if you just take your pillows off your sofa, fluff them around, you're moving the energy. You know what? You do your incense. Cleanse your space with sage. Cleanse it with frankincense, myrrh. Bring in some new plants into your space. Look at the color of your space. If you don't have to repaint a room, look at the accessories in your space. Bring in candles. Candles also bring up a lot of good vibration. Light a white candle. That will help to purify your space.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. And thank you for helping people. I think the work that you're doing is very much needed. Because most of the time, people tend to forget that their space is really where they should be recovering. They should be recuperating. And if you're having lots of discourse in your life, look at your space. And I keep on hearing the same message from spirit of people are thinking to themselves that, oh, well, when I change, I'm going to have to repaint everything. It takes a lot of money. No.
Oh.
Don't have to. You can do other things. You can do accents. There's a very easy way of going about it. So to everybody listening, thank you so much for joining us yet again on School of Human Potential Radio. To Anna Maria Kinberg, thank you very much for coming on and for the work that you're doing. And everybody, find your space, be your space, and enjoy your life most of all. God bless you. Good night. And we'll talk to you next week on School of Human Potential Radio.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.